All Things Considered continues along with Barbara Deeb. I'm Lisa Autry. A committee of the Western Kentucky University Board of Regents will vote tomorrow on a set of recommendations to suspend 101 academic programs while transforming other areas of study. WKU launched an internal review of programs last fall after years of state budget cuts and recent enrollment declines. In an interview with WKU Public Radio, Faculty Regent Klaus Ernst said the review was long overdue.
Simply because we found many programs which have no students in them, which were dead bodies, and I think throwing them out is the right thing.
Do you think this has been a good exercise in streamlining services and making the university more efficient?
Yes, I think out of the categories, there are two categories which have the potential to change the way we're doing things. One of them is the Grow Enhance category, which is relatively small, but if any new resources become available, that's where they will go. And the other category is the Transform category. Those programs have been told that they need to change the way they deliver their curriculum, and I think that has potential for us to grow and become better.
It seems like faculty, for the most part, are happy with the recommendations and feel it could have been much worse.
I think there's a feeling it could have been worse. I wouldn't go so far that faculty is happy. I mean, we are all anxious about what the future will bring. And, I mean, some programs will be cut, even so they have some students in them. There may not be a lot of students, but for any faculty member whose program is cut, that's devastating.
Do you anticipate there being any job losses?
Our administration has repeatedly said that no tenure or tenure-track faculty member will lose a job over this. But, of course, the expectation is if a program goes away, then some people may leave. They may choose to leave, or we may have non-tenured people whose contract expires.
Have there been any estimates as far as how much money this could save the university?
I've not seen any such thing. I believe that would be very difficult to actually get a handle on. For example, do we know what our enrollment will be? Will our enrollment actually increase due to growth and enhanced programs or transform programs, or will our enrollment decrease because we eliminate programs? I think it would be extremely difficult to get a handle on that. And I want to add, the premier motivation for this comprehensive review is not money savings, but actually to look at our academic programs and try to do better than what we have been doing.
Yeah, and from what I understand, the main motivation for this is to offer studies that are more relevant to today's students who will be entering the workforce.
I would fully agree with that. I think it's not just for our students, but also we as an institution need to be forward-looking and be relevant to the economy.
Was there anything surprising to you in this report?
To me, the most surprising thing, how many programs we have with no students in them. I did not expect that number to be that large.
Yeah, was this an eye-opening experience?
For me, yes, but I'm not an expert. I'm not sitting in the provost's office that I have the bird's view about all the programs we have.
So when the recommendations go before the Academic Affairs Committee of the Board of Regents tomorrow, do you expect the recommendations to pass?
That would be my estimate, yes. I believe the follow-up, which I do not know how it will unfold, is how are we going to deal with the programs which are in the transform category? What kind of timelines will they have to make changes in their curriculum? What will be the process by which they will transform? That's the open question.
Dr. Ernst, thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Dr. Klaus Ernst is the faculty representative on the Western Kentucky University Board of Regents. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.